Context Clues. Written by Half-Eaten Moon. Read by Devil with a Bird Dress. Summary. Eddie looked at Holly with a kind of naked longing that Dulcie had previously only seen her give to Ray, or when talking about Bushy, or when looking at a really snazzy boat. Dulcie wanted to say she'd heard a lot about Holly, but that really wasn't true. Holly was Bushy's widow. That was it. That was everything she knew. That, and the way she sometimes overheard Eddie on the phone since she'd started crashing at their house, the way Eddie's voice got low and nervous with Holly when she thought nobody could hear, and reverted to bluster and a quick goodbye as soon as someone else walked into the room. She knew what Bushy meant to Eddie, though, and the feeling she must have of letting him and Holly down, so that all made sense. Eddie was normal enough for her on the morning they went to visit. Nothing out of the ordinary. It was always shit doing these kinds of house calls, talking to a victim's family, especially when they thought the case was closed. Not that Dulcie regretted pressing Margaret Carruthers. Never mind that, she thought to herself, as Eddie took a deep breath and rapped on the front door. They had a job to do. Holly opened the door with a wary expression on her face. The expression didn't change when she took in Eddie at her front door. She just took a sharp inhale. She was white, but tanned bronze, the way you could only get when you lived up north, with freckles covering every part of her skin except where tattoos wound up her forearms. Classic roses, and a quote Dulcie didn't recognize, with swallows at her collarbones, too. She wore denim shorts and no shoes, and an old cold chisel singlet. Her sun-streaked brown hair was pulled back in a ponytail that made Dulcie want to needle Eddie for all the times she called her horsehair. The part of Dulcie whose eyes still wandered registered that Holly was fucking gorgeous. The fact that Dulcie's eyes flicked immediately to her hand to register that she still wore her wedding band. That was all detective. Holly, hi. This is my friend Elise. We're here to investigate Bushy's murder. Well, no matter how important this was, Dulcie had to set that record straight. Even while she was arguing with Eddie, the cop in her was very aware that Holly was watching, shifting so her hip and shoulder rested against the door jamb. Sounds like a promising start, Holly said after a moment. She was staring straight at Eddie, as if Dulcie wasn't there. Dulcie was pointedly not looking at her legs. We successfully tracked down a serial killer together in Tasmania, Dulcie said, when it looked like Holly and Eddie weren't going to continue, despite every effort of the police department to stop us. Holly's eyes flickered over to Dulcie, and she gave her only the barest look up and down before she was focused on Eddie again. New partner, huh? It's not like I'm replacing him, said Eddie, quietly. I don't want to disrespect him. I didn't even want a new partner, but... It's good, Holly said, just as quietly. Her eyes never left Eddie, roaming all over her face, down to her feet and back up again. You have to keep going. Move on. Eddie started to say something, lost the words, swallowed, and started again. How are you doing? Holly let out a little bark of a laugh. Shithouse, Ed. Right. Yeah. So, look, maybe you don't want to get involved, but if Bushy was murdered, I gotta get to the bottom of it. Yeah, you do, Holly agreed. So, can we come in? Holly seemed to shake herself. Not right now. Yeah, of course, I'll just go. Holly's hand shot out, grabbing onto Eddie's arm like she was afraid she wouldn't come back. Eddie froze. Come back tomorrow, Holly said. Around 8 if you want, before it gets too hot. Yeah, all right. I'll bring something. Fucking get you a smoothie or some shit. Right, Holly said, and nodded to herself. She paused midway through closing the door to add, I'm glad you're back. Dulcie turned to walk back to the gate as Holly left, closing the full door this time, not just the fly screen. Well, that went pretty well. When Eddie didn't answer, she turned to see her new partner staring at the closed door with a kind of naked longing that Dulcie had previously only seen her wear for serial killer Ray before they knew he was a killer, or for talking about Bushy, or for boats. Which left Dulcie with a great big, oh. Eddie? Yep, Eddie said, shaking herself out of it before turning and hopping down the steps. Great. I'd say that went pretty well. Yeah, fuck. Eddie tried to scratch her hands through her hair, realized she'd tied it up, and started walking. I can do the next stop myself if you want. Why the fuck would I want that? You look like you could use a grank. I can hold it, Eddie snapped. Jesus, I'm not some kind of randy sex animal. You're the cheater. Want to walk to the shops and get another monster? Fuck yeah, now you're talking, Eddie said, and they took off confidently down the street. Dulcie toyed with her phone as she followed. She was dying to tell Kath, but that would be an absolute disaster, because Kath would get all up in it and Eddie would just walk out on them. So she texted Sven. I think Eddie's in love with her dead partner's widow. The reply was instant, because Sven, bless him, was definitely not working. Tell me everything. Soon, she wrote back, and smiled. This was not what she planned. It was going all right. End. Thank you for listening. This is recorded as a gift for Wilfried. I know you have numbers in your name, but I can't remember them off the top of my head mid-recording, so I'm sorry.